This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Let's say, just for fun, you were in the market to buy a big-name retailer, no questions asked. Well, today is your lucky day. The private equity outfit that owns 100-year-old Neiman Marcus has hired advisors to shop the company around. So far, so good if you're buying, right? Yeah, but here's the catch. Neiman comes with a whole lot of baggage, including almost $5 billion in debt that is rated at junk. Oh, and also, in this age of internet retail, what exactly is the appeal of owning a high-end department store like Neiman? Marketplace's Marielle Segarra reports.
Neiman Marcus is facing the same problem as other department stores. People want to shop online, especially younger customers. Alexander Chernev is a professor of marketing at Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management.
They seem to have problem attracting new customers, millennials. And without an influx of new customers, it's actually very difficult to sustain a business over time.
But as a luxury brand, Neiman has something to offer a potential purchaser, access to a high-end customer base. Many of them are baby boomers with expendable income. And Leon Nicholas from Kantar Retail says these customers may soon have even more cash to spend.
Given expectations in the next several years for, in some sectors, for a rebounding economy and, personal tax cuts and things like that, the expectation is a lot of that money would flow to that higher-end shopper.
Neiman Marcus also has something other department stores have lost over the years, a name with cachet. Carol Speakerman is president of Speakerman Retail.
Neiman still epitomizes luxury and high-end shopping and exclusivity. Arguably, you look at other retailers like Macy's. Macy's perhaps has been a little bit more diluted in that regard.
Speakerman says a buyer, especially one with a portfolio of other retail companies, could cash in on that prestige. In New York, I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.